So we're up to the middle of Zayin Amud Beis. Simin Lamed Beis Mishna Melech Kaisev Lai. So the Gemara now goes to the Ein Yaakov refers back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Melech Kaisev Lai Sifatera Elishmai Yitim Elimachama Vuhumatia Imai. A king writes for himself a Sifatera for himself. It goes to war with him, and he takes it out with it. He goes out with it, he goes in with it, he has it with him always. Yeshabadin, and he sits in judgment with it. He rests with it, and it stays with him always. Shnemer vayt imay v'akara by kalim mechayav. And should be with him, and he should read from it every day of his life. Just a mitzvah for a king to have a sefer Torah, and have it with him always. Starts Amar Rava. Even if a person had his father inherited a sefer Torah from his ancestors. Mitzvah lichtai ayv mishaloi. It's a mitzvah for him to write his own sefer Torah. Shemem v'atem kisa lichem esashira. Now, you write a sefer Torah, you write for yourselves this song. So the Mepharshim and the Poskim discuss what's the mitzvah over here. They connect it to Gemara Menachos, where it says that someone who buys a sefer Torah from the market, it's as if he bought a mitzvah from the market. However, if he writes the Sefer Torah himself, then it's as if he got the Torah itself from Har Sinai. And the Gemara over there explains that if you fix one letter in the Sefer Torah, then it's as if you wrote the Sefer Torah. So the Rosh over there discusses the purpose of the Sefer Torah is to learn from it. Nowadays, we don't learn from Sefer Torah. Back then, they learned directly from Sefer Torah. They didn't have Torah Shebal Peh written. They had this, and Torah Shebal Ksav, they didn't have Chumash Emed, really. They had Sefer Torah. They learned straight out of the Sefer Torah. Nowadays, we have Chumashim, we have the Shas. So the mitzvah is to own Sfarim, to write or own Sfarim. And the Torah argues that the Rosh just means that's instead of writing a Sefer Torah. However, the Beis Yosef argues that no, the Rosh means that is now part of the mitzvah, but that still does not negate the original mitzvah, that you still have to write your own Sefer Torah. That nowadays it's both. So, any letter that makes a kosher. What? If the Torah has two letters that are written wrong, then it's a complete apostle Sefer Torah. Then both of them are considered to have and that's in fact, I'm going to get to, that the Rebbe, Sefer Torah, hinges on this exact thing. We're getting ahead of ourselves. So the price game discuss how to fulfill this mitzvah. Notably, writing your own Sefer Torah is expensive. So, what they recommend is that, the Beis Yosef, the Rav Moshe Feinstein, in of Shalom, discusses that this mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah is not meant to bankrupt people. It's going to dip into a person's bank accounts too much. But Rav Moshe Feinstein in it points out that over here, if you do one fifth, then that's going to make hurt their bank account so much that they're not going to be willing to get stuck on, possibly. So therefore, over here, if it's going to take one tenth, then fine. If it's going to take one fifth, you shouldn't. It's the Rav Moshe Feinstein from how I understood. I could be wrong. I'm not Rav Moshe Feinstein, but from what I understand, it's all mitzvahs because the mitzvah says tzedaka. It should, yeah, basically. So the Rebbe in the Tavshin Lamed Daled, started mitzvah by a small part, referencing this rush is saying that the mitzvah is to have the sfarim to learn from. So the Rebbe encouraged everyone should go out and buy sfarim, and especially after Heiteves, especially like throughout the court case, he said more and after Heiteves, the Rebbe discussed the Rebbe Shturim more and more to buy sfarim. The main sfarim being the Siddur, a Chumash, Ish, Tanya, sfarim that are absolute staples. And in addition to just keep buying more sfarim. And to learn those sfarim. But first to buy those sfarim. Even if one isn't necessarily going to learn all of the sfarim that he buys, it's still good to buy them, because just having them has a positive influence. That's what the Rebbe shared. In addition, in Tavshin Mem Aleph, the Rebbe, it was the year of Hakel, the Rebbe talked about the its mitzvah, Vatim Kisvah Lachem Emes Asher Azayis, and he announced the kids' Sefer Torah. The following Rosh Hashanah, He added that there should be an adult Sefer Torah as well. This mitzvah, he encouraged that, since writing one letter, or editing one letter, is the Gemara itself says that fixing one letter, what? Not any letter, Mr. Kosher. The halacha is, if there's one letter or that's not valid in the Sefer Torah, then the whole thing's puzzle. Yes, Shishim Ribbe Sefer Torah. The Rebbe discussed this extensively. What? If one yud in the entire Torah is it? Why not? Still, the fact that you're writing in a letter, that the minog of by Yisrael Sefer Torah of people writing in the last few letters of Sefer Torah, that's part of this. It's a fulfillment of Vatim Kisvah Lachem. That is a form of the fulfillment. But the Rebbe also assured to buy a letter in the Sefer Torah, that every letter is now joining together to fulfill this mitzvah. And with it comes a yichud of the entire Jewish nation. It's a special, tremendous mitzvah. goes without saying that anyone who doesn't yet have a in the Sefer Torah, there's many places online where one can buy. It's worth buying. So that's a mitzvah, a Sefer Torah, that comes from here, it said that every person has a mitzvah to write himself a Sefer Torah. So, now, Eitzvei Abaya, by a challenge, V'chaytzav le Sefer Torah l'shmai. Shalai yiskel b'shal al-chayrim. The Abaya challenges. There's a brisa that explains our Mishnah that says that a king has to have a Sefer Torah of his own, means that he cannot have someone else's Sefer Torah. He cannot inherit a Sefer Torah. He has to make his own Sefer Torah. Meaning, Bach ein hedyut lai, that only a king has to have this, not a regular person. So Gemara says, Leit Zericha ela l'shtei Zeris. A king has to have two Sefer Torah. So this second Sefer Torah that the king has to be like this, that he's not able to inherit it. No, other people, everyone's not able to inherit, everyone has to write their own Sefer Torah, but a king has to have two Sefer Torah, one of which cannot be inherited. And that's what the Bais is stressing. The Chiddush Tanya, as it says, the Chosav Leis Mishnah, the Pasuk says, and he should write this Mishnah HaTorah. What's the Mishnah? A Chosav Lishma Yishtei Tzayis. Mishnah is like a Lechem Mishnah. Two double. And he writes two Sefer Torah. Achas Shiyetis Es V'nichnes Tzimai. One that goes in and out with him into battle. Other than that, it stays that one he can inherit. The achas, the person doesn't explain which one and he can inherit versus which one he can write. But presumably it's either one, whichever one is, it's whichever one. Arguably, more likely, this one is one that he has to write versus the other one he can inherit. Because this other one, and the achas shemnachas, this one is one that he would have to write versus the other one he can inherit. Because this one is the other one, the achas shemnachas leivivis knada, the other one that's stored in his chambers. That one might be the one that he has to write himself, because this one is an unusual type, which not even all the Mepharshim agree has to be a full Sefer Torah. The one that goes in and out with him, that goes to war, that goes to judgment, that's with him constantly. He makes it like an amulet of the Sefer Bezraya. And he hangs it on his arm. Shnemar shuviti Hashem negdi samit yimini ba'al emet. I have placed Hashem before me. David Melech says, David Melech being a king. So that's what he means when he says, I have placed Hashem before me. He's saying that I have placed this Sefer Torah with me at all times on my arm.
Except when he went to the battle.
Yeah, as it's now going to add, but you don't go into a bathhouse or into a bathroom. Or something like that, yeah. It could have been on his right arm, or it could have been on his left arm. It doesn't specify. As the Pasuk says, and it should be with him, and he should read from it. Meaning, Makamarai Likrisbay. It should be with him in a place that is suitable for him to read from. you're not allowed to read the Torah in a bathhouse. So therefore, or he's not allowed to bring it into the bathhouse. And in fact, this Gemara is the source for the halacha that you're not allowed to bring sperm into a bathroom or any other place that. Yeah. So with this Sefer Torah that he carries on him at all times, the Radvaz argues that it's impractical to carry a Sefer Torah that says a Sefer Torah is normally pretty big. How would you carry such a thing? However, something that the Friedrich Rebbe Zechronis tells might be the solution to this. The Friedrich Rebbe Zechronis in Volume 2 tells about the Maharal and his family, and mentions that one of the Maharal's grandsons, and the grandson named Shmuel, wasn't as much learned, but he was very artistically leaned. In particular, he wrote a Sefer Torah completely kosher, lechatchila, completely kosher on a parchment that was a tefach by a tefach and a half. The entire Sefer Torah, the entire parchment, the parchment. It says the parchment was a tefach by a tefach and a half. That's what it tells in the Friedrich Rebbe Zechronis. It goes into whole details of how Rav Shmuel continues to make a yad for the Sefer Torah and a case for the Sefer Torah and an arayin and the whole thing. But point being, a Sefer Torah that's a tefach by a tefach and a half is more than possible for a king to be able to wear on his arm at all times. So it's possible that this special talent that the Maharal's grandson had was also a talent that... What? What? I don't remember... He made at least one, and the Friedrich Rebbe goes into a whole... The Friedrich Rebbe details all the details of it. You can see, you can look it up. It's in the chapter in Volume 2. It's one of the last chapters. The chapter titled "The Maharal and His Grandsons." The subsection in called "The Maharal's Talented Grandson." So if the Maharal's grandson had this talent, it's very possible that that's the safe in times of the first Beis Mikdash and second Beis Mikdash might have had this talent as well, and were able to write such small Sefer Torah that kings were literally able to go around wearing them on their arm all day, minus bathroom and stuff. What? So he carried around a magnifying glass. Or something. That's it. It doesn't have to be a tefach by a tefach and a half in order for a king to wear it at all times. It's possible to be larger. But regardless of the size, the fact that the Maharal's grandson was able to do this, it's possible that this was a more common thing. Now, a new subject, the Gemara continues, Amar Marzit Rav Yitim Amar Okva, B'tchil Nit Atar L'Yisrael B'chav Ivri V'Lashna Kodesh. Originally, the Torah was given to the Jews in Chav Ivri and in Hebrew, in Lashna Kodesh. The Chav Ivri, there's been an archaeological findings of ancient Jewish writing, and it matches a lot with Samaritan in a script that they have nowadays. There's Samaritan, there's not very many, but those that do exist still they still have their little place on the by a Hargrizim. So they still have a script, and that script matches that's Ksav Ivri. So Chazav Nitlahem Bimei Ezra B'Ksav Asherdis. afterwards it was given in times of Ezra in Ksav Ashuris, of Lashon Arami, but in Aramaic. Bir Adam Yisrael, Ksav Ashuris, Lashon HaKodesh. That's why I Ezra, certain Sfarim, such as the Daniel, large parts of Ezra and Nehemiah, are written in Aramaic, because as for a time, there was a possibility of replacing that that the holy language will be Aramaic. In truth, both languages are holy. We know that at Targum Unculus was originally that Hashem gave it by Har Sinai, but then it was forgotten and Unculus re-established it. Ezra seemingly might have. It's unclear exactly when it was forgotten and the Unculus had to reinstate it, but the Gemara just says Shacham v'Chazar v'Yosa. It was forgotten, and so he had to reestablish it. It's very possible that it existed all the way until until and including times of Yenisem and Neviel, since he translated it not Neviim and wants to translate Ksavim, but he never wants to translate Chumash. While we do not want to translate Chumash, very possibly because it was already translated. Because there was a translation from Mishnah Sinai. Versus another generation or two afterwards, due to the persecutions after Bar Kokhba and after all that stuff. And it was lost, and so Unculus had to rewrite it. But we also see that there's at least some words in Chumash, Nevi'im, and Ksavim written in Aramaic. So the Aramaic has intrinsic holiness. So Ezra was considering that, okay, in that case, or Greek. Yes. However, possible that it was a takana of the Chamim later on. It's possible, I'm saying. I don't know. I'd honestly have to check the Mepharshim on the Masechet Megillah, where it establishes the halacha. Whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan, but it's possible, something an answer that I can think of off the top of my head, it's possible that that's only a Gzeir Rabbanan, that it can, and it's only able to be written. Greek is a. The Gemara explained over there is because it's a particularly nice language and has translations for words that has translations for Hebrew that other languages don't have such accurate translations. Greek is particularly good that it's able to translate perfectly the certain words in the Torah that other languages don't do justice. The Mepharshim, the Gemara and the Mepharshim give examples over there in Megillah. Again, I'd have to refamiliarize myself with that to give those examples, but yeah. Bir Adam Yisrael, Ksav Ashuris, V'Lashon HaKodesh. The Jews ended up deciding, ultimately, though, to keep Ksav Ashuris. But to keep Lashon HaKodesh, to keep the Ksav that Ezra is bringing, but to keep Lashon HaKodesh. V'nich le'yetis Ksav Ivris is Lashon Aramis. And it left the simpletons in the Ksav Ivri and the Aramaic. So my man and yetis, who are these simpletons? Amar v'chitza kutoy, the Samaritans. The cousin. And in fact, that's why nowadays they have Ksav Ivri, while we have Ksav Ashuris. The Mepharshim explained that particularly the Radbaz explains that really the first Luchais were in fact written in the Ksav Ashuri, even according to Marzutor Marukva. As the Gemara elsewhere says, that Mem Vesamach Menesem Oimdim, And it says that Moshe saw Hashem sewing the crowns onto those letters and asked about it. All of this only exists in Sav Ivri. In Sav Ashurdi. It doesn't exist in Sav Ivri. So how could this be? So the answer is that the first luchos were given in Sav Ashurdi, but they were hidden in the Arain. They were shattered and hidden in the Arain. So, and the Sav of Ivri was what was primarily used. That by vision, particularly when in the Jews served the eagle, they were no longer worthy of Ksav Ashurdi, so they only had Ksav Ivri. When in the ancient Pesach Deil Davin that the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah gets destroyed, then that allowed it to be returned.